This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A former Republican county clerk has entered the race to unseat Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. Pam Anderson ran elections in Jefferson County for 8 years and served as the head of the Colorado County Clerks Association. She tells the Colorado Sun that Griswold, a Democrat, has engaged in hyper-partisanship and that she wants to ensure voters across the political spectrum have faith in elections. The owner of an outdoor apparel company has been found guilty of violating National Forest Service regulations in Colorado. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg explains.
David Lesh was convicted of two misdemeanors related to entering Keystone Resort last April when it was closed due to COVID-19. Photos were posted on his Instagram account of someone jumping in a snowmobile in the closed resort. A sentencing date has not been set. Last year, Lesh also posted pictures of him supposedly walking on a fallen log in Hanging Lake and defecating in Maroon Lake. Since those images appeared to have been faked, related charges were dropped. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A state board will help low-income communities shift to electric vehicles. The committee will oversee a fund expected to draw in more than $300 million over the next decade. Most of the money comes from a fee on goods purchased online. The money will go toward charging stations and programs to lower the cost of electric cars and bikes. You're listening to CPR News.